This is WCAI. Good afternoon. I'm Steve Junker. Some great weather we've had this week. It's looking to shift now as we come to the weekend. With us to talk weather, as he often does on Fridays, meteorologist Phil Burt of CapeCodWeather.net. Hi, Phil.
Good afternoon, Steve.
So, Phil, the amount of blue sky that we've seen the last 3 days has just been phenomenal, and you could see it, the absence of clouds on the satellite pictures, too. It's nice weather for us, but for the forecasters?
Yeah, it's a little boring in my book, but yeah, about as nice as it can get, really, around here this time of year. High pressure just parked right overhead, not going anywhere for the last several days, so high pressure kind of produces a sinking motion in the atmosphere, so it makes a cloud cover very difficult to develop. So if you have it sitting overhead, you're just going to have crystal clear blue skies. And this time of year, you know, you don't have as much pollution in the air, and the air is coming down from Canada a little bit, so you get those just deep blue crystal clear skies. The only thing people maybe would say about it, it's been a little cool at night going back. Tuesday night, particularly chilly, actually. Temperature got down to 32 degrees on Martha's Vineyard, which I think breaks the record for that area. I think it was originally 35, so probably a frost on the center of Martha's Vineyard, although if you were out probably in Vineyard Haven or Edgartown, I don't think you probably had it. You were probably still in the 40s.
So let's look at the weekend forecast. A little bit of a bump here?
Yeah, tomorrow, Saturday, should turn out to be a pretty nice day. A little bit more high cloud cover will start to move in, but still rather warm in the 70s. A little bit more humidity in the air. And the cold front will come across the area Sunday. The timing on that doesn't look particularly great right now. Should get clouds in here Saturday night with showers breaking out sometime Sunday morning, maybe right around dawn. And then a band of rain will kind of shift through the area through the morning hours and should kind of push offshore as we get into maybe early to mid-afternoon. So definitely the better of the 2 days most certainly looks like tomorrow. And then if we're lucky, maybe by Sunday afternoon or evening, the sun will come back.
And then looking ahead, what do we have as we turn into next week?
Sure. So behind Sunday's cold front, kind of another renewed shot of chilly air coming down from Canada. So Monday and Tuesday will be kind of blustery, but the sun will be back out. But really almost all of next week, it looks very similar to kind of the week we just had, which is starts off on the cool side and then gets progressively warmer through the week. A very, very similar pattern, really. High pressure is going to set up shop right overhead, kind of hang overhead for a couple days, and then slowly drift south of us. Really nothing, no big storms in sight whatsoever, and all of next week should be generally sunny and seasonable.
So more boredom for you.
Lots more boredom for me.
Meteorologist Phil Burt, you can follow his forecast at CapeCodWeather.net. Thanks, Phil.
Anytime, thanks.